Welcome to camp 2016. So it was a great day to kick it off. We appreciate it. We made a couple roster moves yesterday. I'm sure you read where you had one retirement, you know, and I want to make sure Charles, you know, all the respect we have for him, wishing him the best. And then we added a receiver and a tight end last night. We got started here today. I thought the first half of practice, I felt we were kind of feeling it out a little bit. And then as I thought into the second half, the speed really picked up. And that's what we want to make sure each time we're out on this grass that we're going to emphasize where we can just go for it. But all phases were in place today. We had a big day on punt. We saw some shots down the field in our man-to-man. Took a big one to free. So I thought on point, you know, trying to find all the unique stuff guys can do. That's certainly the case with Devontae, you know, where we lined him up outside the backfield. Defensively, I felt the speed come more as the practice went along. Let's make sure we can start off that way heading into tomorrow. But it's a good work, you know, for the first day. Guys were on point in terms of their details, and that's what I was really looking for, to see where we're at heading into the first day. So with that, I'll be glad to open it up to some questions regarding the start of camp.
Coach, Julio getting a little banged up there, and you held him out?
Yeah, we just held him out, yeah. So it just we had a little tweak, so we just decided to hold him. Likely he'll be back in for tomorrow. He could have come back in today and was asking me to, but I decided not to. So I'm not going to disclose anything of it, but he'll be back for tomorrow. Yeah, the question about, you know, speed at linebacker, and for sure it's an important part of how we want to play. We play a lot of 3D, and so the linebackers who are playing some zone, they've got to be able to close, and when we do play our man-to-man, you see the matchups that we had to go against out here today. So that speed is going to be in full effect. So there's lots of battles all over, and linebackers for sure won, and that whole group, we know the speed's there. Yeah, after the first day, that's the sign of respect that we have for one another when guys have to compete and go as hard as they can, like knowing like that's Tevin's responsibility also to help train Devondre and his back and forth. Like, if I can beat him, all right, I'm good. So that's the respect that we show for one another. So I love that those guys were battling for. We look for those matchups every day as coaches. What play can we partner somebody up against somebody? And that was one we look for today.
What about Alex Mack, how he's come along, you know, setting the offensive line around him?
Yeah, he really sets the tone for us in the front. It starts right there in the middle. He puts his hand on the ball every play. He leads in a number of ways. It's his communication, but then it's the way he attacks it, the way he comes off the ball, the way he goes to finish. So, yeah, he really sets the tone for us up front.
How Super Cooper made a couple of different catches today. How have you felt about his development now that he's fully integrated?
Yeah, he's one that we're going to take a close look at all the way through camp here. We missed a good bit of the OTAs with him. He was able to participate in the mini camps. We're going to feature him in, find out all he can do. We're going to put him on the line. We're going to put him off the line. We're going to put him in the move. He's going to have a factor in punt. He's long. He can run. I know he had a couple catches today, so I'm anxious to go back and look at it.
What did you see in Arthur Wentz that made you want to
play with him? Well, number one, the scouting department did a good job. We knew we needed, you know, we're looking at one more tight end. And then when he came in on the workout, we saw, you know, the real versatility. Caught it well. He moved well. We knew he had experience as a blocker, both on the line of scrimmage and off. So when it came down to it, he had a really good workout and was a guy we wanted to give a shot to. Yeah, the question is regarding the fundamentals in tackling. I'm sure you saw that right away today. We're going right back to it. So our tackling system is based on our leverage and a strike zone that we want to go hit. So although we don't get the full contact, we're going to put ourselves in the right position all the way up until the contact. Those full-speed tackling to the ground, that won't take place to the preseason games. We're going to put ourselves in position to take us all the way up to it. So it's going to be a constant, everyday thing that we're just not going to back off on the fundamentals. It does define our system in terms of how we want to play. So that part of our game is really important. And so we're trying to be the best fundamental team we can, and it starts there on defense with tackling.
Coach, has the slowdown for you this year, last year was a whirlwind, this year we had not a slowdown. Like, first-year players always say second year,
Yeah, I totally understand the question regarding going into your second year, and for sure it has for me. The structure of everything is the same, but the expectations, I know so many of the players now where I was still trying to build some relationships during this time of year last year, so I have a very good vision of what some of the guys can do already. Now it's time for me to help identify that with the next crew coming up, these 25 rookies that are here in camp. What are some of the things they could do to add value to our team? And that's what we're going to try and find out here over this next month.
You're back up to Matt. How is it good to have a guy that's a quality backup that can push Matt?
Yeah, and it was nice to see him make a nice throw today. And the guy works really hard. It's a great communication system between both the quarterbacks. Both of them have tons of experience playing, so you can imagine how valuable that is for a quarterback.
Yeah, and I noticed you turned Tevin loose a few times today. Is that something, an element of it?
It is going to be, and it's based on the speed first. See if we can go take some shots down the field. Those are some of those matchups that we were looking for to see. All right, in some man-to-man, when we see our running backs outside, that's a matchup we want to go after. So that's really what that was designed for today, but you're right.
On that same subject, you want to see Matt.
100%, yeah, because those are the matchups that we know going into a game. When you're looking at some of the ones heading into the week, this is a part of the game that we're going to attack. And so for us to be at our best, that matchup, knowing who those guys are at running back, that's a tough assignment. And so we want to exploit that whenever we can. The question was regarding how do you stay consistent with it every day. And really, it's all the way through this day. A training camp is a long day. So wherever you're at, we make that our primary purpose. So all this, the whole morning, that's a physical day. And then now as we go after lunch, the meetings begin. And there's a number of hours in that. So how do we keep the intensity, the consistency about that meeting where you got to watch practice, all the criticism that goes with that, and then install again and then come back through and walk tonight. So that shift of having it, like how physical can I play, it's all my effort in the morning. And then the afternoon, so much of it comes down to the mental side. So it takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of toughness to stay in that moment. And we're going to keep battling for it every day.
Second, you know, rookies have already had a little experience with that. Could you keep an extra eye on them, or the veterans keep an eye on those guys?
Both. Yeah, it's a responsibility for the veterans to pull them through, and then also for the coaches. We take extra time with them to make sure we're going to give them the best shot. We're a developmental staff, meaning every guy here, we want to take them as far as we can. And so that's what we're aiming to do.
We talk about development with this team the second year here. Where will you see the look and see the progress in those breakthrough moments, on the field or in games, the practicing games?
Well, for sure, I think it's both, but we get measured in the games. But it starts in practice. So for us to have the best practice we can, I don't want them to start slow and then have to pick it up. So the intensity that we bring to practice when we're going against one another, that'll make us play better in the games. So for us to play really well, we got to be a really good practicing team first, and that's what we're setting out to do right now.
And Ryan and Sanu seem to be on the same page right now. Have a good time. And how do you feel like those two are working together?
Yeah, we're just getting started, you know, in this part of it. But there's been a lot of work put in, you know, between Matt and the receivers from offseason. They went away before we even started, all the OTAs, the mini camp, and they've gotten together during their time away from here. So it's not a big surprise to see that communication pick up in a good spot. I never want to say, can we just pick up where we take off? It's time to recapture the work ethic and go back after it again.
Dan, the way last season unfolded, I think you turned the page on that year, or you wanted to remember just how strange it was.
The question is, have you turned the page on the year? I think there's some pages that you turn, and then there's some pages that I keep as a pretty good refresher of how we want to be. So some of those scars, some of those learning incidents are pages that I keep right fresh on my desk. Other things that I know are now part of our game is moving along, we've turned the page, but there's some things that you learn from that you keep fresh. Yeah, for sure. That was a real battle going into camp. We had a lot of moving parts. And I thought with the addition of the guys that came in late, they did a nice job. Having everybody here for the offseason, going through it together, that's been a big addition, man. You've played together. You understand one another. Sometimes just a look or a call that you can get that fast communication. So Alex and Wes, those are the guys, and Tom, those are the ones now. How fast can everybody get on the same page? At that position, it's important as anything because they communicate up and down the line just about every play.